This morning, I'm going to talk a little bit about something that we all have. We use it daily, hourly. Some of us probably use it minutes, by the minute. And it's the tongue, and it can be used as a weapon or it can be used as a tool. You know, I was doing some reading, and one of the things that came to my attention, I thought about, you know, what if we had have you ever said something and wish you could have it back? I'm sure we all have. We've said something, we like, you know, we wish we could erase it or have it back. Or can you imagine how lucrative the job would be of having a word catcher, being a word catcher? You'd go around, you'd be pretty busy. You could do quite well, I believe, if there were such a thing. But once your words are released out of your mouth, once your tongue says those words, there's no getting them back. It's done. It's over. And that's why I think the tongue is so important. And James, in the book of James, in every chapter, he thought it was so important. He mentions the tongue in every chapter. I'm going to read James chapter 3, a very familiar passage to us. First 12 verses talks about the tongue. James chapter 3, verse 1, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many, many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a small, very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and it setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Another question I have, is anyone here perfect? Now, I don't expect to see any hands raised, so if you do, you have other problems. So, but no, I don't think any of us would say we're perfect, and there's a reason that we aren't perfect. According to verse 2, it's our tongue. Because if someone could bridle the tongue, could control your tongue, you would be a perfect person. You could control the whole body. All right, and also it goes on and talks about, you know, the bit in a horse. A bit's about that long. And you can control a whole horse with that. Same way with a ship, a ship that sails has a rudder on it that's just very small, compared to the whole ship itself. And again, we look at the importance of our tongue and what our tongue can do. And our tongue can have, it can control our destiny, eternal destiny, by just our tongue, by the things we say. And that's why it's so important. Verses 5 and 6 says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. You remember several years ago, the fire we had on the west side, it burned a lot of acreage, and that was started by one small spark. Just one little spark started that whole fire. And I think that's the way that our words can go. You know, we gossip about someone, and we say hurting words about someone. Just one little word, one that you can't take back, can destroy relationships. It can destroy. It can spread. It can destroy churches. It can really mess a lot of things up by one word. And that's why I think it's so important with your tongue. Satan uses our tongue, or he can use our tongue to divide us, and to damage us, and to drive wedges between us. And that's, like I said earlier, that once spoken, a word cannot be caught or brought back. And the thing is, with our tongue, with what we use, it doesn't just, if we say things that we shouldn't, it doesn't just affect the tongue. It affects our whole body. But not just that, it affects all those around us. So a little tongue that you have and that you use can affect a lot of people. You know, and I'm speaking to myself on this because I have a lot of problems with this also. And why do you suppose God made us with one mouth and two ears? I like to think there's a reason that we have that. Maybe we should listen twice as much as we talk. But I don't know. But that's just a thought. And then going down, it talks in verses 7 and 8, it talks about beasts being tamed. You know, there's no animal that man can't tame to a certain extent. I had to think of, like, you know, like lions. They could tame lions. But then there's always that little sense of being wild. I don't know if you guys remember here several years back, there was a famous lion tamer, and all of a sudden the lion turned on him and mauled him, a lion that he'd been with for a long time. Just turned around and mauled him. Well, that's a little bit the way, you know, we can tame animals, but your tongue can turn on you any time, any minute. Your tongue can turn on you. And that's why I think it's important for us to try to control. And there's ways. I'm saying a lot of negative things about how your tongue can fly off, and which is true. But through God's grace and through prayer, and we can control that tongue. All right? And we heard the other night about being double-minded, you know, about the truth and lies. And is that something that our tongue can do? Is our tongue, I guess you could say, double-tongued? Do you come to church on Sunday, praise God, and then during the week you destroy people with your tongue, or you tear people down, you spread gossip and things like that? So that's one thing that I know I have to watch. Excuse me, I watch about is my tongue, the same tongue that I use to praise God, do I use it to build up other people, or do I use it to tear them down? All right. Now, you know, I've talked a lot about the tongue as a weapon, which we can use as a deadly weapon. But now, how about it being a tool? You know, what kind of tool can the tongue be? Because it can be a great tool. Our tongue can be an encouragement to people around us. And it can also be a comfort to others, to lift them up in a time of need. And we can use it to witness and minister to others, you know, tell others of God, speak of the word and the good things. And we can also use it to show love to others. And there's a lot of things that our tongue, it can be very devastating, but it also can be a great help to us and to those around us. That's we all know people, or we know times when someone came to us and told us a kind word, and it really helped. And, you know, words do help people. Words do lift people up. And that's a way that our tongue can be a tool to help all those around us. So the question I have, and I want to leave, and it's a challenge to me, is my tongue, is it a tool or is it a weapon? And I think that's a serious challenge that we need to have. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.